business and educational consultant. He has served as the superintendent of schools for the state of Michigan. He's on the other end of our line. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
All right, Tom, we usually talk about business. We talk about education. We talk about your visits to China. But you've written a couple of pieces about the bridge deal. The bridge I'm referring to is obviously the one the governor would like to see built between Detroit and Windsor. In a recent piece that you wrote for the Jackson City Citizen Patriot, you wrote about how state lawmakers are fearing how they may stand with the public on their stance on this. Talk about that.
Well, they should fear, Tony. This is something that the state needs. It's something that will put people back to work. You have Governor Snyder, former Governor Granholm, Governor Engler, Governor Blanchard, Governor Milliken, the labor movement, the business community, all behind something that will add value to our state, help create jobs, and build an additional link with our largest trading partner. This is a deal that's about jobs, and we have some legislators that just don't see it that way, and they're standing, in my view, in the view of others, in the way of progress. And we need their votes in order to put Michigan back to work.
All right, before we start talking about the specifics of that, there is a lot of misinformation, and I'm still trying to work my way through it. We've had folks on the program that said tax dollars already have been used in just looking into this situation. But when I hear from the governor's office and supporters of the governor, they say no tax dollars have been used nor will they be used to build this. What do you know?
Well, I don't have the specific facts on that. Certainly I would believe Governor Snyder when he makes that comment. The important thing is that we build this bridge. While we dither, other states are looking at this opportunity as well, and we could see the bridge not only not being built here in Michigan, perhaps being built in New York or another state, because it's going to happen. We need to make sure that it happens here and helps create jobs here in the state of Michigan.
You're right that Matty Maroon, the 84-year-old billionaire, is holding a monopoly on the existing Michigan bridge crossing over to Canada. You say he's stealing jobs. How so?
Well, how so is that we're very clear that, again, when the Chamber of Commerce and Labor come together and say that this would be good for the region, good for the state, and good for creating jobs, you have to believe them. Typically, they're not in the same link oftentimes with many projects. They are when it comes to this issue. This is an opportunity to create jobs. Now, to build a bridge, as I point out in the article as well, as Mr. Maroon wants to do, and to connect it into an area when another city, another country, another province is saying, no, you're not going to do that, I think we should take Canada at their word that they're not going to allow him to make this link. The second one, from a national security perspective, it makes little sense to build two bridges that really hold our economic lifeline or an economic vein to this region and this country, to build them side by side. I mean, it seemed like to me that it would make them extremely vulnerable to some type of a terrorist act. So it's not going to happen, and all we're doing is delaying, in my view, the inevitable and risking the possibility that this bridge will be built elsewhere, which would diminish the opportunities for Michiganders to be put back to work.
We had Matt Maroon Jr. on, the son of Matty, and he has said that he is just trying to fight back here with dirty politics, that the folks who are pro this bridge are trying to put him and his family out of business, and that the business process, the political process is being followed, and that's how you do business. How would you respond to that?
Well, certainly he's not going to be put out of business. The Ambassador Bridge stands. It's a monopoly. It's owned by the Maroon family. Building another bridge is not going to diminish the use totally, take away those resources. The Maroon family has every right in this country and in this state to stand up for their rights. But People have said that they've spent over $5 million on TV ads, and the Truth Squad and others have said that they're deceptive, that the points that they make in there are not following the truth in all its glory. You know, I'm not saying that. It's been said by others. The point is that, yeah, go ahead, do the legislative fight battle, but let's not make sure that we don't end up losing the war, and that is not having the bridge built, not having the construction jobs created, and an economic lifeline by connecting with our largest trading partner. That would be a disservice to all people in this great state.
All right, Tom, if I had to bet you a cup of coffee, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that we're going to see this bridge built along the lines that Governor Snyder wants. It's the right thing for the state of Michigan. It'll put people back to work, and I believe that the governor is going to be successful making this work for the people of Michigan.
All right, Tom, you've been busy. I saw in another piece that you wrote for themichiganview.com. You write that the road to transit hell is paved with good intentions. Talk about this story.
Well, I wrote this piece, and, you know, there's that old song, the things that make you say, when they're being built and they're laid out. I think that the governor is doing the right thing by looking at ways in order to improve Michigan Road. Anybody that's had their fillings jiggled loose driving on Michigan's freeways knows that we need to do something. There's a number of issues that are in there that I think are going to take a little bit of legislative finagling in order to get done. The first is on how we fund the roads, and I tie it back to something that Michigan school districts have been fighting for, and that is that it would provide the local road authorities the ability to tax locally to raise more money for local roads. While schools have been pushing since the passage of Proposal A in 1993-94 for that ability to raise additional revenue. So I think that it's going to open that can of worms again.
All right. And Tom, before I let you go, I want to get your perspective. A 14-year-old student recently lost his life in an accident at Williamston High School. A wall collapsed on him. And I talked with a building inspector whose job it is when school buildings are built to inspect schools just to make sure that they're built solidly. And I was surprised to learn that there is no law in the books that requires schools to be inspected once they're built. Now, there are some school districts that do this on their own, but as the former state school superintendent, isn't that kind of odd?
Well, first, the pain that the young man's family is going through is the first thing that we should be concerned with. Second of all, yes, we should be doing everything that we possibly can do to assure the safety of our school children. But at the same time, Tony, I guess one that I used to raise is state mental health director and a state superintendent is oftentimes we pass laws, but then we don't provide the resources for the departments or others to follow through on those laws. And all that does is create a sense of self security that things are going to happen. I suggest that if we're going to pass laws, that we also have to provide the resources to assure that the departments, whether it's agriculture or natural resources or mental health or education, to assure they have the resources to follow through on the laws that are being passed.
All right. We've been talking with Tom Watkins, a business and educational consultant. He also was the superintendent of schools for the state of Michigan. Tom, as always, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.